This Shabbos we read Parshas Bamidbar, beginning the Sedra Bamidbar, and the Shir will start with something from the Sedra Bamidbar, but we'll also focus actually primarily on something that connects us to the fact that tonight and tomorrow is a day known as Yom Yerushalayim, the 28th of Iyar. Actually, the full title I think is Yom Shichrur Yerushalayim, the day of the freeing of Yerushalayim, of reuniting Yerushalayim. Yom Yerushalayim in Tanakh as a negative consequence. Zohar Hashem was Nei Adam as Yom Yerushalayim, the day that they destroyed Yerushalayim. But in modern times, we refer to Yom Yerushalayim as this day, the 28th of Iyar, 1967, when Yerushalayim was liberated and reunited for the first time since the Hakamas HaMedina. So we'll speak about something relating to Yerushalayim, based primarily, I'll represent it as well as I can, on something from of Soloveitchik. We'll get to it in a few moments. We'll begin, however, with Sukkim from Parshas Bamidbar, the Parshas of Shavuot, which says as follows. You all know that Bamidbar contains a census of Bnei Yisrael, and not only just accounting or reckoning the numbers, Shevet by Shevet, but also talks about the Shavuotim's encampment around the Mishkan. That's what it says in Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, the first source. Yishal digol ba'osos l'vei savosom yachanu b'nei yisrael mineged soviv lo'om moed yachanu. They were positioned, the Shavuotim were positioned in circles around, in a circle around the Mishkan, three tribes in each direction, 12 tribes altogether, 12 Shavuotim altogether. So each of the 12 Shavuotim, each side had three Shavuotim. That's what the Pasuk says. Mineged soviv lo'om moed yachanu. That's where they would, that's where it came. Ishal digol, they had flags. I mentioned in the past, you know, that flags have some significance to it, the different colors. Some say the flags in the Midbar, each tribe's flag was the color of the stone on the on the Choshen, or the Choshen Mishpat. I think I once mentioned in the past that when the around the time, I don't know exactly around the time of the Hakamas HaMedina, so Rav Soloveitchik wrote an essay and he made the sort of comparison between the flag of the Jewish people, you know, that there was a picture in the newspaper or something of an Israeli soldier running with a flag and trying to, you know, claim a certain land. You know, he put the flag in the ground and Nebuchadnezzar was shot and his blood splattered onto the flag and was, you know, just he was putting it down in the Sirius Nefesh. And he made a reference to what did to the Digle Midbar. So those who were not so enamored of the Hakamas HaMedina, one particular group, they made fun of him, and they said that he, you know, that even his own, even Reb Chaim didn't like him. His grandfather didn't come to his chasana, which is true. He didn't because he was already dead. But that was one reason. And maybe another reason is also not coming. But, you know, anyway, but in any event, that's what it says here in the Pasuk, Yishal Diglo Ba'osos, but coming camping around the Midbar, around the Mishkan in the Midbar. Then later on, it says in Perek Beis, Pasuk Gedzayim, but Noso Omoid Machana Halavim B'tocha Machanos. That's all the Shvatim, excluding Shevet Levi, which we have 12 because Yosef is split into two. Then Shevet Levi was encamped in the middle, right? Noso Omoid Machana Halavim B'tocha Machanos. The Machana Halavim was inside, you know, the inner section. And then later in Paragimel Pasuk Lamed Ches, the third source, he says, "Rachonim lifnei Amishkan kema lifnei Amoid Mizrachah Moshe v'Aaron Ravonim Shomer Mishmeres Hamikdash Mishmeres Neisom Azarka Avimas Moshe Aaron with the inner of the inner, right next to the Mishkan itself." So you had, in effect, a sort of a system of concentric circles, if you will. You had the Mishkan in the middle, and Moshe Aaron right there. Then around the Shevet Levi was there, around immediately around the Mishkan, and the rest of the Shvatim were on the outside, three, you know, groups of three in each direction. So that's the setup of the so-called Diglei Midbar, and that's our introductory point to the Shekit. That point in mind, we'll come back to that in terms of significance later on.
So Moshe Machaneh Shechina.
It sounds right. Well, yeah, okay, for our purposes now, we'll say that, yeah. Machaneh Shechina, Machaneh Levi, and Machaneh Yisrael.
And that's a proof that you can bring to
Memphis. That's the Gemara also.
Yosef was with him.
Right, yeah, right, that's the Gemara mentioned that. Okay, that's a side point. But anyway, keep this idea in mind, and we'll come back to it. Our focus, as we mentioned, on the issue of Kedushas Yerushalayim, and share with you something from the Rav, but our starting point will be in the fourth source, a pasuk in Malachim Aleph Parakhes. All of you know that in Malachim Aleph, the Navi describes the building of the Beis HaMikdash in great detail, and that the under the direction of Shlomo HaMelech, who he hired, and he had different workers from other lands and trees and all the different things that were necessary, the wood and everything was built. And finally, in Parakhes, we find a description of the completion of that process and what we might call the dedication ceremony for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. We read that there was Sukkot and Haftarahs on certain days of Sukkot, and on the end of it, in Shmini Atzeres, and also Parshas Vayakra, and Pekudah, apparently doubled up, and so on. So it says over there, clear. Melachim Aleph Parakas Pasuk Samach Beis. V'Hamelach L'Chol Yisrael Imo Zochin Zerach Lifnei Hashem. As part of the celebration dedicated to the Mishkan, they were offering all kinds of karbonos before Hashem. Pasuk Samach Gimel. V'Yizbach Shlomo Zerach Hashem Asher Zerach Hashem. A staggering number. Bokar Esrim Ushnaim Elef. 22,000 cattle. V'Tzon Me'ah V'Esrim Elef. And the sheep 120,000. V'Yachnechu Es Beis Hashem HaMelech L'Chol Ben Yisrael. They dedicated V'Chinuch. They put into operation the Beis Hamikdash with all these karbonos. Then it says in Pasuk Samach Dal, Bayoma Hu Kidash HaMelech Es Tocha Chotzer. The king, Shlomo HaMelech, sanctified, invested or bestowed Kedusha upon the area, as Tocha Chotzer, as his Meis Hashem, Ki Aso Shom Es Ha'olah Es HaMincha Yisrael Cheschel Ve'Hashlomim, because that's where he did the karbonos, the olah, the mincha, the chel ve'hashlomim, Ki Mizbeach HaNechoshes Asher Lifnei Hashem, because the regular Mizbeach, there's two sheets, the regular Mizbeach is Kotan Mehochel Es Ha'olah Es HaMincha Yisrael Ve'Hashlomim, because the Mizbeach was too small. All that huge number of animals, you know, wouldn't fit on the Mizbeach. That's what the Pasuk says. So it happens that Masechet Zvachim, and the next source I quoted more in Zvachim, the particulars of the Gemara is the Machlokes, the Behudim, and the Yossi, as to what the Pasuk means. In general, it sounds like from the Psukim, and that's how Behudim indeed learns, that actually many of those Karbonas were not really offered on the Mizbech. There were so many Karbonas, they're actually offered right on the floor, so to speak, of the Mikdash. And if Yossi disagrees, again, the particulars of Machlokes are not that important for us now, but the Gemara says in Daf Samach Amar Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda Hainu Deceiv Kiddush, because our Pasuk we just read says, by Allah, who Kiddush HaMelech Es Tocha Chotzer? He had to sanctify the area. And apparently, he sanctified that the floor, also the ground, should also be eligible, if you will, invested with this Kedusha for the purpose of these offering these Karbonas. And Allah Yossi, my Kiddush, but for Yossi, who said that that's not what happened, everything went up to the Mizbeach, he says when it says the Mizbeach was too small, referring to a different Mizbeach of Moshe, again, a detail which is not our problem now. So it's Lahamid Bar Mizbeach. No, the Kedusha was for the purpose of having the Mizbeach. The whole area had to be sanctified. Well, you see, though, from this Gemara, however you learn, Yehuda B'Yossi, the Machlokes is not that germane to this discussion, but it was an act of Kedusha done, a sanctification or dedication, bestowing Kedusha done by Shlomo HaMelech. Rashi explained, Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda Hainu Dichsiv Kiddush HaMelech Es Tocha Chotzer Shehutzricha Kol HaRitzpo LeKadshu L'Shem Mizbeach. Right, the whole floor had to be have Kedusha's Mizbeach to it, so to speak. Ukdushaso B'Shiyari Milcho B'Shir K'damim B'Shuz. He refers to where in Shuz Taf Yudah is entered on the page that the Gemara describes when you had to sanctify the Makom HaMikdash or sanctify Eretz Yerushalayim. There's a whole ceremony that was followed. They had based on Psukim. Gemara in Shuz Taf Yudah Naf Tesvav, as some of you recall, has a whole prescribed method of investing the area with the proper kedusha. So that's what he did. So according to Rabbi Yossi, my kiddush is Rashi's tocha chotzer. What do you have to do? No, Mishani kinshul l'shem azora lahamid bo mizbech avonon, had the kedusha of the azora. Either way, the one thing is clear: who is it that invested the area with the kedusha? Was Shlomo HaMelech. That's what comes out from the Sukkim and that Gemara. And therefore the Rambam tells us to follow in Hilchos of Zeh Nexoros, Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Dalet, the source number 7, the Rambam tells us the following. Previously the Rambam described that ceremony I alluded to before, that whole prescribed method of creating the Kedusha, and it says, Kol Mokom Shalom Nase B'chol Eluch, Seda Hazeh Ein Kiddush Gomor. Right, if you didn't do it in this prescribed manner, it is something lacking in the Kedusha. And then the fact that Ezra did it, Bezesha also Ezra Shnei Todos Zikaron Ushasalah, Lob Maisam Miskadish Amakom, Shalasham Lo Melech Lo and Retum, because among the things that were needed for the full Kedusha was a Melech, which he didn't have in the days of Ezra, and also the Urim Retum, which he didn't have in the days of Ezra, so Ezra did it, Zecher, fine. So where was the Kedusha? So here's where the Rambam makes the famous comment that, Bamen Iskadisha, Bekdusha Rishona, Shekid Shoshlomo, Shukide Shazar Rishon, Lashaitan, Bekid Shamasid Lobo. So this is the famous Machlok, which, you know, we spoke on in the past, and many of you have studied in the past, the Machlokes, whether the Kedusha, the original Kedusha was just L'Shaita, or also the Asid Lava. Machlokes, the Rambam, the Ravid here, because the Ravid disagrees. In fact, the Ravid says his pshat, and at the end he says, Kach Niglali Misod Hashem L'Reyav. This is where the Ravid says he had a mystical experience to have the pshat revealed to him. Kach Niglali Misod Hashem L'Reyav. So I'm not going into now the Machlokas of Kedusha Rishonah with the Kitchel Shaita or Kitchel Lassid Lavon. It's important to give. But again, the Rambam used the words, Man Niskach Mikdusha Rishon Shekitcha Shlomo. the Kedusha was granted, so to speak, by Shlomo HaMelech. So Shlomo HaMelech who created the Kedusha, as we've seen. Adkan, section A. Now we refer to another Gemara in Zvachman, earlier Gemara in Zvachman, Daf Chof Daud of Aleph. Again, presenting a technical question, the details of which are not important for us right now. By Rav Ami, Nekro Ha'evan V'Amad Mekoma Mahu. Rav Ami asked the following question. The Beis Hamikdash had a floor. There were tiles, stone, marble or stone floor. What if one of the stones it got removed from its place? It broke, the Beis Hamikdash was a heavily trafficked area. We know that the Beis Hamikdash needed upkeep. That's where the people gave money for what's called Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, right, to fix things up. People go back and forth and in and out, and things chip and things, get ruined. So things have to be repaired from time to time in the Beis Hamikdash as well. So the Gemara asks, what if Nekra Evan, so the Kohen who was doing the Avodah was standing not on the floor because there was no stone, he was standing just in the dirt. What's the question? Mahu, Michael, by the way, what's the question?
No, the coin gives that the coin has to have no chatitza between him and
Right. So
if he's not on the floor.
Right, he was in the dirt.
So without full up.
I'm saying that's not fair. So the question is, Kike, the Kaddish David, Ritzbel, Yona, Kaddish, was the Kedusha only on the actual floor? Odilma Adla Aris Titahoma Kaddish. Or no, the Kedusha is the floor, but it goes all the way down. So if the stone is removed, it's still there. The Kedusha is still there. Kedusha goes down, so to speak. That's the question. Then the Gemara goes on to say, maybe that's not the question of whether it's Derech Sheiris Pekach, nor leaves it at a Tekel. But what strikes us now, for the purpose of this year, is the Gemara's question, Ki Kaddish David. David. We've been telling about Shlomo. Right, Shlomo HaMelech was the one who sanctified the area. Why does the Gemara here suddenly ask the Kasha, Ki Kaddish David, one of them, was David Mekaddish it this way or that way? Again, the particulars are not, significant for us right now.
Moshe,
but it's a big Kasha. Oh, right, that's, okay, well, we may come to that. But that's what the Gemara is, Ki Kaddish David. Rashi says, Ki Kaddish David, Shahya Mekaddish Osa, Bishtei Todos, Shir Shavagon, Kitan, Masecha Shulis, Tav Yudah, and Tazrov. That same, Rashi makes that same reference to the Gemara in Shulis. It says, when David did it, he did it with that whole ceremony with the carbon toda and then saying certain shishol b'chaim is a paragraph in Tehillim and so on. They had a whole ceremony. So David did it. So Tosus comments there. Tosus says, right? David kidsha could appear for countries. David sanctified it. The Alpha God, the Shlomo, Bana Habayis. Says Tosus, again in Zvachim, Chav Dal Malach Dil Masko Hoel. Tosus says, the Alpha God, the Shlomo, Bona Habayis, even though Shlomo HaMelech actually built the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, David the Kidshah, David was the one who bestowed it with its sanctity, right? So again, that seems to be against everything we learned in the first sources. The Psukim in Malachim Aleph clearly says, Bayoma Hu Kidash HaMelech, and it's, David HaMelech was dead. David HaMelech was no longer alive when the Beis HaMikdash was built. So it says Kidash HaMelech, and the Gemara in the Samech seems certainly to understand the way Rashi presents it, and the Rambam said it. They all speak about Kedusha Rishona Shekidsha Shlomo, and that's the Pasha Pshat. All of a sudden, this Gemara here on Daf Chof Daled speaks about David sanctifying the area. So who was it? Was it David or Shlomo? It seemed to have a contradiction. So that's the problem. That's really the issue. Who is it that gave the area its Kedusha? Bestowed it upon it, however it was done with that whole ceremony as the Gemara alludes to, but who was it? Was it David or Shlomo? We seem to have a stira in the sources. The Gemara in Zvachim says one way, and other sources say the later Gemara in Zvachim, certainly the Rambam, and more importantly the Pesukim himself, seem to say that it was Shlomo HaMelech. So that's really the question with which we begin. So the Rav approached the question, and this appears there's a sefer called Chidusha HaGram VaHagrib. Right over here, Agaragram, Agana Moshe Soloveitchik, Agana Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. So I remember when we first saw the Sefer, I thought Kedusha Agram Vagrid, that we saw some essays from the Moshe Soloveitchik, some essays from the Rav. But in the introduction, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the Rav's son, writes that no, it's because he had the notes from his father's notes, and apparently Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and Beashevea, the Rav, would learn together, and the Rav sort of took notes, so it's unclear who said what. He didn't write, and I said this, my father said that, my father said this. It's rather they went back and forth, and the Rav just wrote down the information, the discussion. He had kept the record notes on the discussion, but it's not clear who says what, so therefore he called it Kedusha Gram Vagrid. That's the stuff that emerged. It sounded the Rav, that's what it was, yeah.
Who ordered?
The Rav, yeah. He writes here in the introduction, he says, Chibur Zel Pri Maso Matan, right? From when Yashiv the Rav learned with his father, Darkam Bakodesh Hoysa Lassos Leilos Kiyom Biachar Belivun Sugis Zem Makshes Zem Tarit Zem Posel Zem Soser Bekach Shemaskantam Hoysa Miksha Achas Masid Deishneim Lo Nitan Eifol Hafi Ben Atzeik Velo Ma Eilu Diver Eger Moshe Eilu Diver Yashiv No. You can't see.
Chaim is the one that took the notes.
No. Yashiv the Rav wrote them down. The Rav wrote the notes. So he says most
of notes.
Yeah, he put it out. He thanks in the Adom Rabbi Hilson and Chaim Hilson and the Yitzhak Lichtenstein, the ones, you know, I mean, I guess he supervised. I don't exactly know who, but that's what it says. But the point of the matter is called by ground by grid, because you can't always tell. And that just so happens, he writes, and some you can tell only because some of these things were printed either by the Rav or by his father in whether it's Haparadis or other Torah journals. Then you know who said what. That this one got it's from the Rav. It was printed in Haparadis. So and it also appears in the Kovetz Chiddushei Torah under the Rav's name. But anyway, so the Rav approached the issue with the following. That's our question again. Who is it that sanctified the area, you know, the Makom Mikdash? Was it David or was it Shlomo? Conflicting sources. So he answers that question by first raising another question. So starting course of the Rambam. Source number 11. The Rambam says in Perak Aleph, Mehilchos Beis HaBechira, Halacha Aleph. Rambam writes, Mitzvah Saseh Lasos Bayis Lashem. It's a positive mitzvah, one of Tayag mitzvahs, to build a house, a home, so to speak, for Hashem. Muchon lios makrivim bo hakarbonos. Ready, is set for the offering of karbonos. V'chogigin elov shalosh pomim bashana, and a place to go 3 times a year, you know, for the shalosh we're going. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, of course. Shen, how do we know there is such a mitzvah? Shenemar v'osele mikdosh. The pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Truma. It's with Dram, I think, Perakov Dalad Pasuk. I think it says, Vasuli Mikdosh Shachanti Mesochim, famous Pasuk, right? Or Perakov, hey? So the Vasuli Mikdosh, that's the source. That's how we know. Mitzvah Saseh, Lasos Bayez Hashem, because it says, Vasuli Mikdosh, you have to build a Mikdosh. Simple. Vukvar Nisparish, but Torah Mishkan Shasa Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, the Torah spends a lot of time detailing the fulfillment of that commandment within the Midbar, the building of the Mishkan. We have basically 4 full centuries, Truma and Tetzaveh, and even a little bit of the 5th, the beginning of Kisisa and Vayakam Pekuda, all described in great detail everything that went into the building of the Mishkan. You know, what the different materials were, and how big this was, and how wide that was, and what was made out of, all the stuff that, you know, that went into the Mishkan. So we know lots of details in the Chumash. That's what the Rambam says, Vukvar Nisparish, but Torah Mishkan Shasa Moshe. Right? But that was only temporary. Because in a pasuk in Chumash Dvarim, that was only temporary. That was the Mishkan. But what the Rambam is telling us is that the makor in this source, the makor for the mitzvah to build the Beis Hamikdash or the Mishkan / Beis Hamikdash, the pasuk also the Mikdash. Simple, good. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, the next source 12. The Rambam writes Shalosh Mitzvos Nitzavu Yisrael B'Shas. He saw some art. This is the top of the second page. Shalosh mitzvos nitzavu Yisrael b'shaskenos l'art. The 3 mitzvahs which the Jewish people were commanded upon entry into Eretz Yisrael. These means 3 mitzvahs incumbent upon the Jewish people as a nation. Obviously, they had to keep all the other mitzvahs when they came into Eretz Yisrael too. But it means the 3 mitzvahs that became incumbent upon the Jews as an entity, as a nation, when they came into Eretz Yisrael. 1, limnos l'hamelech, to appoint a king. Right, the Jewish government. Shenemar som tosiyim alecha melech. Good. Number 1, they have to appoint a king. Number 2, ulahachriz zaro shal amalek. You have to get rid of Amalek. Shenemar timchazech amalek. That was the second thing, to get rid of Amalek. And then, limnos beis habachir. And the third thing is to build the beis hamikdash. What pasuk does he quote here? Shenemar, not for us to limikdash, but l'shichno sidrishu v'asa shoma. Pasuk chashus re'ei. The Rambam here quotes a different source. Back in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Rambam said, what's the source of building a mikdash? A pasuk and pashas truma v'asa limikdash shachanti b'socham. Here in Hilchos Melachim, he says it is a mitzvah livnos Beis HaBechira. He says, shenema, a different pasuk. It's also a good pasuk. L'shichno sidrushu v'asa shama. You should seek out a place of the Shechina and come to that place. L'shichno sidrushu, right? To be drove, find, seek, search, find a place for the Shechina, which is fine. But, of course, why is the Rambam here quoting a different pasuk than he quoted in Hilchos Beis HaBechira? That's the kasha. And it's a pretty good kasha. But again, the Rambam tells us 3 mitzvahs. First to appoint a king, then to get rid of Amalek, obliterate Amalek, and then to build a mikdash. The problem is he quotes a different pasuk here. So the Lechem Mishnah, there in Hilchos Malachim is sensitive to this question. The Lecha Mishnah says, Shenem al Hashich Masidu Shurechule, Kosha, the Behilchos Beis HaMechir, Perek Aleph, this is difficult, because in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaMechir, Kosha Rabbeinu Mitzvah Saseh Lassos Bayit Lashem Rechule, Shenem al Hashem Mikdash. Back in Hilchos Beis HaMechir, he quotes the other Pasuk. Mikan Hevi Kurachrino, Lashich Masidu Shurechule. Here he quotes a different Pasuk, Lashich Masidu Shurechule, what's going on? So he says, well, one is referring to the Mishkan, or is referring to perhaps to other, you know, the Mishkan slash Mikdash went through several phases. Okay, so he writes, V'yeshlomar, the Hanu Kroi, Chados al Mikdash Midbar, Chados Mishkan Shilo, and he quotes a Rashi, that the Lashich Masidush refers to Mishkan Shilo, and it's yet another Pasuk which refers to the Beis Olamim. Why the Ram didn't quote that, he tries to also get through. But anyway, that's how Lecha Mishnah works it out. He says that the Tzukim are talking about different stages or different places. Okay, that's the Lecha Mishnah. So the Rav had a different approach to this. The Rav raised the following issue, or pointed the following. Where did the Rambam get this from, the idea of three mitzvahs? So that's the Mefurash Gemara in Sanhedrin. The next source is number 14, Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Chof Amabez. Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer Sholosh Mitzvos Nitztavu Yisrael B'chnis Losom Aretz. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chof Amabez, and that Gemara, right? There are three mitzvahs which were commanded. So one, Lahamid Lahem Melech, two, Lahachre Zahar Shalom Melech, three, Livnas Lambez HaBechira. And here the Gemara says, Eini Yodea Ezim Hen Tchila. You don't necessarily know, is just those three mitzvahs in any order, or is the, you know, to put it in Talmudic parlance, is the Seder Ma'akiv, right? Does the order make a difference? Is it they have to do it, and there's the three mitzvahs, if they could say, I'll do this one now, another one in 10 years from now, I don't know how many, is any order? The Gemara says, Eini Yodea Ezim En Tchila, I don't know which one has to be done first, or maybe not, neither has to be done first, whatever you want, whatever is convenient, right? The Seder is not Ma'akiv, that's the question. Says the Gemara, no, the Seder is Ma'akiv, it has to be done in a particular order. Kishu Omer Kiyad al Kes Ko Milchoma Hashem Amalek. Heavy Omer Lahad Lahamid Lahem Melech Tilavein Kisei Al Melech. Shenem Raishem Shoma Kisei Shem Al Melech. Okay, says the Gemara that since by the destruction of Amalek at the end of Parshas Beshalach, it says Hashem takes an oath. Kiyad al Kes Ko. Kes means a throne, right? I'm swearing by the throne, right? That we're getting rid of Amalek. The implication is there is a throne. Ain Kisei Al Melech means the Melech's already there first. The Gemara is making a diuk. The Gemara's diuk is that when it comes time to destroy Amalek, so it has to first be a kisei. It has to be first a throne. And I ain't kisei. I'm not a considered kisei shalom. Fine. Good. So now we know that the first step has to be the appointment of a king. Says, continues the Gemara, maybe the Melech has to come first, but we don't know necessarily about the other two. Maybe the other two can be in any random order. Flip a coin, do whatever you want. Says the Gemara, no. Again, any odeya, v'adayin any odeya, in leaving those lahem beis abchir tchila o lahachri zahra shalom alek tchila, they have to build the beis hamikdash first or obliterate Amalek first. Kishu omer v'heiniach lachem mikol oyveichem, since it says over there in Parshas Re'eh, when is there a mitzvah hel mokom hashivcha Hashem? After v'heiniach lachem mikol oyveichem, when you have menucha, when you rest from all of your enemies, right? You have no more enemies. Okay, so therefore, heavy omer lahachri zahra shalom alek tchila, therefore learn from this, says the Gemara, that first you have to get rid of Amalek. V'chein b'dabru omer v'hayi ki yesha v'alach dabru v'eso v'ashem hiniach lo misaviv, then by omer ha-melech al-nosan rabbi reina anokhi yosher v'es ha-rozen, etc. When did David HaMelech decide he wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash? After it conquered all the enemies and so on. So what do you see? The Gemara indicates that in fact the Seder is Ma'akeh, that the first a king, then obliterate Amalek, and then build the Beis HaMikdash. By the way, then those who remember the story from Navi know that that's why, not long after Shaul HaMelech was appointed king, what was basically his first mission was to fight Amalek, right? That's the Haftar of Shabbos Parsha Zohar. Right? Unfortunately, he didn't carry out the job properly, but that was the original plan, was shortly after Shaul was established under Melech, now Kadosh Baruch Hu told him he got to go out and destroy Amalek. So he made a mistake. He let the cattle go, and he kept Agag alive. We all know what happened from there, and because of that, kind of Shaul was doomed to lose his kingship. But be that as it may, you see, that was the order. First was the king, and then he's going to go right away to destroy Amalek. Okay. Didn't work out that way, unfortunately, at that time. But that's what's going on. So what you see, says the Rambam, says the Gemara rather, that you have to have it in that order. Mikdash, therefore, depends upon there being A, a king, and B, getting rid of Amalek. So the Rav asked a very simple question. Well, wait a second. You had a mikdash in the midbar already, the Mishkan. What do you mean? What do you mean? You have the order is makir. There's no mitzvah. Sounds in this Gemara, and the Rambam quotes it, that there's really no mitzvah to build the mikdash until such time as you already have a melech and you've already gotten rid of a malik. But the fact of the matter is, it's very difficult. I'll read from the Rav's writing in the Chovetz Chovetz Chodeshar. L'chor tzarachim halal ol b'midbar nitzav l'hokim es hamishkan medim chovin chovas binyan mikdash. The Gzeres HaKosov also in Mikdash. The Gzeres HaKosov also in Mikdash was yet in the Midbar. There was no Melech, there's no... I mean, you know, the Chazal say, the Moshe, Vayibush from Melech, maybe refers to Moshe. Moshe had a status of Melech for certain din and fine, but it wasn't a Melech in the sense, you know, that we understand it. It wasn't, they hadn't gotten rid of Amalek. So what's his business, there was already a mitzvah, Ladoros, that was given for, nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, nothing to do with getting rid of Amalek, nothing to do with the king. They had the mitzvah in the Midbar. So what's going on here? So how does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin of Chof that they have to have a certain order? What do you mean? The mitzvah of Mikdash already was in existence for quite some time. So therefore the Rav said as follows. Evidently you have to say that there are actually two different things in operation here. Two different state dinim, right? Two different dinim. There's a din of Mikdash, Binyan Mikdash. And there's also a din of Binyan Beis Habachira. The Rav said as follows. Pasuk Vasili Mikdash, that is to build the Beis HaMikdash. And you're right. That by itself has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael or a king or Mechias HaMalek. Right? That's it's a din by itself. Build the Mikdash. But there's also another din of Binyan Beis HaMechira. And that is to build the Mikdash Dafke in Yerushalayim on the Har HaMoriah, the Har HaBayis, to have the Chalos Shem of Beis HaMechira. That, because outside of Yerushalayim you can't have such a thing, that is a different din. Okay, and it has halacha lemaisa ramifications, you know, in terms of the mikdash, because the fact is, even before Yerushalayim, there was the Mishkan and the Midbar, plus there were other temporary locations. There was Gilgal first, and then Shiloh, and Nov, and Givon. There were places where you had some sort of quasi-mikdash before the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. It's true. And it was before there was a Melech, and before there was Amalek was conquered. You had that in Gilgal, Shiloh, Nov, and Givon. Okay? But you see, the building of the Mikdash, therefore, is not dependent upon a place of Yerushalayim, a particularly chosen place, and not Eretz Yisrael, and not, you know, not the Amalek. It's irrelevant. Those points are irrelevant. These were places that we had even outside Yerushalayim, in Gilgal, Shiloh, Nov, and Gibeon, and so on. In fact, there, as I said before, there is a difference, we'll see, that once the Rambam tells us in Source 15, Parak Aleph Halacha Gimel, Vilchus Beis HaMechira, Kevan Shenivna Mikdash Yerushalayim, Nesru Kol Hamakomos Kulon Livnos Ben Bayis Hashem. Once Yerushalayim was established, you could not have a Beis Hashem anywhere else.
Yeah. But also
the,
what's that?
The
Shul is also
serving the Bamos. About the Bamos. Yeah, it's not talking about Bamos, though. This is talking about that once it was Yerushalayim, it will never be anywhere else again. Okay, it was not the case of Shishu, because of Harai, after Shishu, it was in Novan Givon. We'll get to the Bamos thing briefly in a second, but forget the Bamos and Karbonos for the moment. Just, the Rambam is not talking about the Rambam said, look at the words, Kevan Shenivna Mikdash Yerushalayim, Nesu Kama Komos Kulon, Livnos Ben Bayis, Lashem, Ulahakim Bahem Karbon. The Ain Shom Bayis, Ladore Hadoros, Elad Yerushalayim, Bilvad, Uvahara Maria Sheba, Shabbat Namor, David Zeba, Beis Hashem, Lakim, and Somer, Zeb, Mizbah, Holy, Tzolba, Omer, Zos, Menucha, Say, Adayad, forever. Once Yerushalayim was chosen, that's it. Until then, it can be in different places. In the Midbar, it was in wherever they traveled, right? They had X number of stops in the Midbar after the Mishkan was built. Then it was here, it was there. They came into Arzot. It was in Gilgal. It was in Shiloh. It was in Nob. It was in Gilgal. Different places. Once Yerushalayim was chosen, that's it. There'll never be another place. So writes the Rambam over there, Hilchos Beis Yochir, Parak Aleph, Halacha Gimel. And now, the truth is, this idea really, and this has nothing to do with the issue of Kedusha Rishon or Kedusha Kitzolos Lomona. Tosus comments in Megillah on Daf Yud, that's source number 16. Tosus in Megillah writes, and the Kasha will skip a look at this second part. It says, Nira la Rabba ben Achayim, Dechule Alma Modu, Dimishabol Yerushalayim, Nesu Habamos, Vishuv la Hoyalan Heter. Okay? The issue of what happens, in other words, there is some question, was Yerushalayim, was it Kidshul Shaita only or Kidshul Asir level? Fine, that's a machlokas. But everybody agrees, says this Tosus, that once they came to Yerushalayim, there'll never be a heter to build another place. Whether the Kedusha stays, doesn't say, that's a machlokas. We alluded to it earlier, Rav and the Rabbi also argue about it. But what this Tosus tells us, that machlokas does not impact the fact that once Yerushalayim was chosen, there'll never be another place chosen afterwards. Okay? Even and that's what, huh?
Even, for
even after it was destroyed.
No, but even the Shachati Bitrochan
base? That, right, correct, 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 correct. Once, that's the idea of base HaBechira. What, that's a chosen place. Once that place, there will never be a possibility of having any other place. Because, of course, as you alluded to, I guess, it was fused into one, the Mikdash and the Beis HaBechira, what we'll see in a second, was fused into one entity, but it'll never be able to build a bias anyplace else. And that's what Tosa says. The Hani Tanoi Bohar Pligi, the Mandama Lokitra Sova, the Atom Kamacham is Bech, and you call him Hakiv Achshav, or Mandama Kitra Sova Kam is Bech, Mutal Hakiv of a Loba Bama. The Machlokis is, does it still have Kedusha today? Good, but nobody holds you can build it somewhere else, even if you hold Lokitra Lossid Lavo, but you can't offer Karbonis anywhere else either. That's just a question whether it still has Kedusha today. And of course there are Nafkaminas today, even with going on to the Harabayas, you know, the tunneling now, you know, with some people go, or in some areas, you know, and others think it's not right, whatever, but there are places where it seems probably you could go. But that whole question of whether you're allowed to go on to the Harabayas today, you know, in Tafshin Sanach Teh, so that's, that, you know, that relates to that issue of whether Kitchel Shait or Kitchel Osset Lavo as well. But what Tosis is commenting here, Megillah, is that it doesn't matter in terms of our idea. Even the one who holds low Kinshalov's level doesn't mean that Yerushalayim lost its status as Beis HaBechira. That's still there. Question whether it still has the same Kedusha, another is a detail. But it still has. Once it was chosen, it was chosen. And that's exactly, now we'll come to source number 70, the Mishnah Zvachim. Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Ad Shalohu Kaman Mishkon, Yaakov alludes this before, Hayu Habamos Mutaros. Until Obama means a private Mizbeach. A guy built his backyard of Mizbeach. Well, we see that enough, you know, by Manoach, right? In the Haftarah of Parshas Noso, right? The parents of Shimshon, they're visited by a Malach, right? Yeah, a few of the shoftim. So, but by Manoach, yeah, they brought a korban on his bama in the backyard, or wherever it was, in the name, somewhere downtown, wherever it was. But it wasn't in a specific place. So the Mishnah says, Ad Shalohu Kama Mishkan, Hayo Abamos Mutaros. Vavodu Bechoros. The Avodah is done by the Bechoros beforehand, before the Kohanim, right? Okay. Mishahu Kama Mishkan, Nasru Habamos, Avodah Bechohanim. Once the Mishkan was built, no more bamos, no more private altars, only the Mishkan and Avodah Bechohanim. Now, what do you do with the meat from the Karbonah? So here we see, Kodshe Kodshim, you have two different types of karbanos, some with a higher level of sanctity and some with a lower level of sanctity, which impact where it can be eaten and for how long the meat can be eaten. All right, so kodesh, those who say ezo makom in the morning, and you know, the karbanos, right? So how many people are always saying it, even though it's probably important. That was the joke where we said that, you know, when people are late for shul, the first thing they sacrifice is karbanos. But in ezo makom, it tells you exactly where you're supposed, you know, where, how many days, how many you can eat it for, and then so on. So kodesh, kodesh, and kodesh columns. So kodesh, kodesh, in the days of the Mishkan, necholif, minakloin. You can eat them inside the, you know, how do we define kloin? You know, the walls, so to speak, of the Mishkan. The kodesh, kodesh, going to be inside the Mishkan compound. Kodeshim kalim, the whole machane Yisrael. Kodeshim kalim, the whole machane Yisrael. Now we come back to what we started with Mar Sedra. Right? We mentioned that machane Yisrael, Mar Sedra, it's clear that the machane Yisrael was encamped around the Mishkan, right? In concentric circles. You had the middle of the machane Shina, then there's machane Levi, and then around was, and we'll come back to that in the Ramban shortly. But anyway, kodeshim kalim, the whole machane Yisrael. Bol of Gilgal, when they came to Gilgal, that was their encampment place when they first came into Eretz Yisrael. Huchu habamos. It became permissible to offer on private altars again. And what would the kodshe kodshim nechon lifnei akoyin? But kodshe kodshim only eat there, but kodshim kalim bechol makom. Anywhere. Kodshim kalim anywhere. Bol l'shilo, when they came to Shilo, the Mishnah says, Nasra bamos, again, bamos became usher again. Velo hayo sham tikwa, it was a different thing. Alabay sabon in front. Kodshe kodshim nechon lifnei akoyin. Kodshe kalim ha'ashashen bechol ha'roe. Shilo had a special dim I'm going to now. It had to be within sight to distance. Fine. Bol and Nova Givon, when the Mishkan came to Nova Givon, Hutru Abamos again, it became permissible to offer on Bamos. Kodshe Kodshim Nechlev Nakhlem, Kodshe Kalim Bechol Ari Yisrael, anywhere again. Bol Yerushalayim, Nesu Abamos, with a hoil on Heter ever again. Once they came to Yerushalayim, it became now Osir to have Bamos anywhere. Vehi Aysanacha, Kodshe Kodshim Nechlev Nakhlem, Kodshe Kodshim in the Beis HaMikdash compound. Kashim Kalim Vashashem with Nimin Achoma. Not anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, not anywhere you want it, but within the walls of Yerushalayim. So says the Mishnah in Zochim Kuf Yud Beis on Beis. The Rambam says, Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Zayin Aluf Yud Aleph, Sholosh Machanos Hayu B'Midbar, like we started with Mar Sedra. Machane Yisrael, The who arba machanos, that's the four around. Umachana Leviya Shemar Bosobi Vil Mishkan Yachano, the Rambam quotes the Pasuk Har Sedra that we mentioned earlier. Umachana Shchina, Vahu Mi Pesach Chotzer Omad Vilifnim. Those are the three areas within the Midbar. Again, the Pesukim that we started with from Har Sedra, right? The 12 tribes encamped in four groups of three around the Mishkan. Then you had Machana Leviya, as the Pasuk says, Har Sedra Sobi Vil Mishkan Yachano, and then Machana Shchina. Then the Rambam says that this is based on Hilchos based on Chir Parag Zayin Aluf Yud Aleph, who connect on Ladoros. Corresponding to that was the situation for all time. Mipesach Yerushalayim on Harabayis Kimachad Yisrael. From the entry to Yerushalayim, right, the wall, entry into Yerushalayim, up until the Harabayis, that was parallel to the Machane Yisrael of the Midbar. Mipesach Harabayis ad Pesach HaAzora, from the opening, from the Harabayis to the Azora, which is who Shar Nicanor, they call Shar Nicanor, those who've been on the temple tunnel tours and so on, you've seen, with these models and so on. So they come to the Shar Nicanor. So that's Kimachan Leviya. When we pass the Hazor, Lifnim, Machan Eshchina, right? Then from the Hazor, inside that's the Machan Eshchina, same structure. What do you see about Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is parallel to the Machan Yisrael. So what we want to suggest here is the following. This is what the Rav's real point was. He says there are two different dinim. There's Beis HaBechira and there's Mikdash. That's why there are two different psukim. One pasuk v'asuli Mikdash, a pasuk in Parshas Truma. That's for the mitzvah binyan Mikdash. Okay, and but Beis HaBechira is a separate thing. That's the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh l'shichno sidrishu. That is what did not go into effect until after the Melech, the Amalek, and so on. So there's two different things in operation. Of course, it was fused into one location. But the aspect of Yerushalayim representing, of the Makom HaMikdash being the base of Achira, which is what brings with it the selection of Yerushalayim, that is another pasuk. That's the Shichno Sidj of Vos Hashem. That's the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. Yerushalayim got its status. That's again, I wanted to get to something. The Yom Yerushalayim, right? The Kedusha Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim got its status not because of the mitzvah of Binyan Mikdash, but because of the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaBechira. Okay? Again, although it's fused into one building, but the Kedusha, two separate Kedushas operating. You had Mikdash in the absence of Yerushalayim. You had it since the days of the Midbar. But you didn't have Beis HaBechira. Yerushalayim's status, it was modeled after the Mishkan, like we just read in the Rambam, that it was modeled after the Machane Yisrael. Yerushalayim represents Machane Yisrael. That's what the Sifri, the Rav quotes the Sifri here, and he quotes it from the Akashon, which is in the Sifri, Dvarim Piska Samach Beis. He quotes over here, Yerushalayim, the Gemara tells us, Lo Nischalka L'Shvatim. We've mentioned this in the past years. Yerushalayim was not divided up among the tribes. It did not belong to any one shaykh. I mentioned it's like Washington, D.C., right? It doesn't belong to any, it's a separate district, not part of, it's near Maryland, it's near Virginia, but it doesn't belong to any state. It's a separate district, its own district, District of Columbia. Washington, that's intentionally, so the capital should not be in any one state as opposed to any other state. So, Lahav Yerushalayim is the same thing, Yerushalayim alone is Chalkal Shvatim. And this Medrash tells us that, that people gave shkolim and so on to sort of acquire the right to Yerushalayim, right? Because it says b'achad shvatecho mikol shivtechem. So if you look in the middle, it says yodim hayu shebeis habechira asli dos bechelik Yehudu binyamin ulefichach ifrishu dos hasheiricho, and they had a whole system which was set up that they set aside and they gave shkolim and so on. Anyway, what do you see from all of this? You see a special status of Yerushalayim that comes not from binyan mikdash, but rather from Binyan Beis HaBechira. Now, so the punchline, we asked before, so who was it that sanctified the Mikdash? We had some indication that it was Shlomo, some was David. The answer is yes. You're both right. You're right and you're right, so you're also right. So who's right? They're both right. David and Shlomo. Shlomo HaMelech, he sanctified the Mikdash. Right? He built the Mikdash. There was no building until he built it. But the sanctification of the area of the base HaBechira, that was David HaMelech. We'll read from the Rav. Asher lefi zeh haricha divrei Rambam shekasu d'Shlomo kidesh, because there, Rambam rakol kedushas mikdash. Kedushas mikdash, you have to have the building. Kedushas mikdash is the din of the building. So there's no kedushas mikdash until he built the mikdash. That mitzvah is also a mikdash, fine. However, David HaMelech, he's the one. David created the chalos of the Beis HaBechira. So what's interesting is you see that David really is what gave Yerushalayim its status. as Beis HaMikdash. That already comes from David HaMelech. And I just wanted to add, the Rav doesn't say this explicitly, but it seems to me that that fits in very well why one can argue, forgetting about the issue of Kitchel Asid Lovo, why the status of Yerushalayim as Beis HaMikdash exists in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because it exists before there was a Beis HaMikdash. David did it, there was no building. So if it existed before the building, you can argue this should exist after the building. Right? In other words, if we assume, like what the Rav is positing here, is that David HaMelech was the one who vested the area with Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash, so that was before there was a building. So therefore that Kedusha is not totally in the building.
Well, I mean, in what way is Yerushalayim like
special in the Beis HaMikdash? So now let's take a look. Good segue. So let's take a look. Yeah, Yerushalayim is a function of the Beis HaMikdash. If you take a look at the Psukim in source number 20, Malachim Amar Parakes, that same post is early in the parak. Oh, Zamar Shlomo, Hashem Amar Yishka Lishka Marotho, Bono Bonisi Beizulach Machon Shitra Olamim. Right, it is Shlomo's Tefillah, part of his Tefillah, the day of the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash. Vayasev HaMelech, as Pana by Baruch as Kol Kai Yisrael, Kol Kai Yisrael made, by Omer Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Asher Dibur Fid as David Avi, Uviyado Mila Lemor. He refers first to David. Yitzchak Manchuri, Mizmashir, Chanukah Sabai, so David. The Mikdash couldn't even operate until they said Mizmashir, the wall, gates opened, and other measures. But here is a Pasuk. It says, Shlomo Melech, at the time of the Mikdash, refers to his father. And he says, here's the key Pasuk, Pasuk Tezayin, Min Hayom Asher Otsesi Es Ami Yisrael Mitzayim, Lo Bochati Be'ir. Because since they saw Livnos Bayis Leos Shmisham, Va'evcha B'David Leos Ami Yisrael. The Rav doesn't stress this, but I think that's what he's saying. The Pasuk itself speaks, when Shlomo HaMelech brings up the contribution of his father David, right, he speaks about Lo Bacharti Me'ir. Okay, and then by him Levav David Avi Livnos Bayis L'Shem Hashem. Okay, so my father David wanted to build a Mikdash. By Amar Shemel David Avi Yana Shachel Vochel Livnos Bayis Mi Hetivosa Ki Am Levechol. Good, you know, good for you, good thought. But you tell us Rakatalo Sim Nevayis Kim Bin Chayot Tzemechalatzecho Yir Nevayis Shmi. Right, you're not going to build it. Your son's going to build it. And then Shmuel goes on that thank Hashem that he was the one selected and so on. So. But what you see is that the role of David was to establish the Kedushas Beis HaBechira. And that included with it, you understand, that included with it the Bechira of the ear. That's the Pasuk says, the Pasuk design. Ayoma Sharot Seis Ami Yisrael Mitzayim Lo Bechar to the ear. Mikos Yisrael Ibnos Beis Bayis Leos Shmi. It was one and the same. That was David. That was the role of David. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that no one wanted to do it until you. Now you're the one, David is the one who sanctified it. So it was actually, if you will, a dual sanctification. There was Kedushas Beis HaBechira, which included within it the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, and I wanted to add as the...
What I'm asking is, what's that Kedusha? I mean,
so now, so whether it has tangible nafkaminas for us today, I'm not sure. Okay, but it has it, the Kedusha is that no other place is eligible to... We can't build the Beis HaMikdash if we decide to build in Tel Aviv or something like that, you know, even now. Even if you hold both Kitchel Asid Lovo, like that post in the Megillah said, that's the Kedusha. That, again, what ramifications it has, so again, the Rav talks about it a little bit. He says, Yerushalayim also has a dual status. Okay, because the truth of the matter is, again, the Rav was, bless you, honest enough to point the problem, okay, and in Malach Malach Perek Gimel, it says that Shlomo HaMelech offered on Vamos. But according to what we just said, David HaMelech had already instituted the Kedusha Beis HaMechira. That's what it says over here. Vayevo Shom, Rak Bavomus, who Mizabeach, who Makdir, it's in Rachmal Per Gimel, Professor Gimel Dalad, right? He went to the Bama Gedola and so on in Gimel, so he still this, how could it be? So the Rav admits that Achein, the Gambit Dushara Yushalayim, is Techol is Dinim. Din Shal Yushalayim, Atzmal Chol Dinek, Mochilas Kachim Kalim, Umay Sashani, and that's a function of Kedusha's Mikdash. Okay, and therefore once, you know, the Mikdash is gone, that Kedusha may go away, if you hold low kid shall also love him. But the gam ika o din shall base a bechira, ma de nivchar v'yachar in base olamim. Okay, hu v'zeh chad dinahu in din base a bechira shall base olamim, the yachad nikbul adoros ayidei David. Okay, that's the permanence, so to speak, like we read in the Rambam before, ain shom bayis ladore doros el Yerushalayim, levad, u'bahara moriah. That was the Rambam we had on the previous page, was at Perek Bey's, Parak Aleph Rada Vichus Beis Chayal Gimel Ain Shom Bayis L'Dor Yedoros Elab Yerushalayim. So that kedusha still stays. regardless of Kitzhala, Shaita Kitzhala Zulabo. Now, obviously, so the Rav goes on to demonstrate that the full Kedusha, you need both. I mean, they're not, you know, I don't want to overstate the case and say these are conflicting or opposite. I mean, they merge, they fuse into one entity known as the Beis HaMikdash. But in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, those things which are function of Kedusha's Mikdash don't apply anymore. The Kachem Kalam, Maisa Sheni, that's a question about Maisa Sheni even today, right? But as far as the Kedusha of Zos Menuchasi Adeyad, that is the permanent place, that still exists. So in Mela, what we come out with all of this is that there are really two Kedushas of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha of Kedusha Beis HaMikdash and the Kedusha of Kedusha Beis HaMechira. And one was, the Kedusha of Mikdash was Shlomo HaMelech, the other one was Dovid HaMelech. That's why everything now works out Kafter Ferch. That's why the Rambam quoted two different psukim in two different places, because one pasuk was talking about Binyan Mikdash, that's also a Mikdash. The other one is the Shichno Sidrushu, and that, yeah, look carefully in Parshas Re'eh, that pasuk with Shichno Sidrushu comes together with Hamakom HaShivchar, I forgot that, Rambam HaChumash, when we take a look over there in Parshas Re'eh, that Hashem chooses the place. That's the base of the Chira. So Memela, what comes out from all of this is that today, you know, everybody has, you know, we all have strong positive emotions about Yerushalayim, but there's a real Kedusha of Beis HaBechira that still exists today. This is something which is not just on, you know, we've spoken in past years, you know, not just on the capital. That's another difference. You know, I mean, the fact is that it didn't have to be that the capital, from a political point of view, had to be in the same city as the religious center. I mean, theoretically, one could have presented it differently. I mean, you know, again, but in America, Washington, D.C. is the political center of the world, but let's say, I think, the commercial center is more in New York City, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be that the very same place that the religious center has to be the political center as well, necessarily. It didn't have to be that way. Well, Kodesh Baruch Hu ordained that it would, but it didn't have to be. That's why, even though they knew that the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, that the Yerushalayim was, for certain purposes, maybe the Mikdash would be elsewhere. But no, once Yerushalayim has been selected, so then it remains with that Kedusha. There's just a question, and we'll end with this. I didn't put it on the paper, but it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in the very end of Hilchos Tisha B'Av, so we know there's a din of Kriya. You have to tear Kriya upon seeing, first of all, the Arei Yehuda B'Churbanim, the cities outside Yerushalayim, which many assume doesn't apply today, because B'Churbanim, the Magen Avraham explains, means under non-Jewish sovereignty. So today there is Jewish sovereignty, so if nothing else, you know, whatever you hold politically, but the Jewish sovereignty, and it says we don't tear Kriya on Arei Yehuda. You certainly have to tear when you see the Har HaBayis or the Mikdash. Again, most assume just seeing the Golden Dome, that's enough to remind us no Mikdash. How many people tear when you first come down those steps, you know, before the left turn, the final steps, because you can see the whole Coastal Plaza and you can see the dome beyond. That's how many people tear if you came in the other way. But as soon as you see the Mat, you tear. But what about tearing on Yerushalayim? So that's actually a suffix, right? What about tearing Kriya for Yerushalayim? So that really is a function of this issue. Is Yerushalayim simply a spillover from the Mikdash, in which case there'll be no Sefer Chiyav Anov. Yerushalayim might have its own status even without the existence of the Mikdash. So the minig is not to tear for Yerushalayim today. Some point out because the Suffolk, since the Suffolk and there's an Isser Baltashkas, so you know, you don't want to ruin something as a possible love, so we don't tear Kriya. But in any event, what comes out from this Shir of the Rav, which I think really is a very sharp insight, and it works out the steer in the Rav in terms of the Pesukim, works out the steers in the Gemaras of Dov and Shlomo, who did what? That there really is a separate, there's Hilchos Beis HaMikdash, there's Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, there's Kedushas Beis HaBechira, and you're the status of Yerushalayim. There's also a dual status. Yerushalayim has the status of a spillover of the Kedusha Yerushalayim for Kachim Kala, for Maisa Sheni, but it also has the Kedusha of that chosen place. And that never goes away. There's nothing to talk about. So they talk about politically with Yerushalayim and so on and so forth. But we understand, and that's the din, that there's Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Yerushalayim is the Mokom Asher Yivchar Hashem, and that is never going to be changed. That's what Rambam tells us. You can't just say we'll build the Beis HaMikdash someplace else. Right, there's no Uganda plan, or there's no saying, you know, we're gonna build a Mikdash elsewhere. It's not eligible. Yes, Gilgal and Shiloh and Nob and Gibeon, the other places, good. There could have been other places too, because that was just the din of Mikdash. But since Yerushalayim has a din of Beis HaBechira, that's the place. So that's the Kedusha. Is there halachic nafkamin? Is that Kedusha? Maybe it ties into this clear question or not. But even if not, this gives us an insight into the idea of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Yerushalayim is a function of being a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chosen city, a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chosen place. Okay. So just